وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي، ما شاء الله. beautiful question, a beautiful question, and I would like to teach you a hadith يا أخي. One of the dua of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, used to practice it always, and it will benefit you in such matter that you mention your question. Not just that, it show you that how it's very important and beneficial for us to follow the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in everything that he used to do, including the dua, because it fulfill what you need with the best way. Among the dua of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say, اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say, O our Lord, correct us in our religion, in practicing our religion with the best way that is satisfying, and also fix our dunya, make us in our dunya exactly like how you like from us, and whenever you increase in our age, make it for sake of pleasing you, and whenever you decided for us to die, make that death kind of relieving from all evil and headache that we face in the dunya. So the meaning of the hadith is something like that. So in the end, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dua used to say to Allah azza wa jalla, if he increasing his life, make it for good, and if he decide for him to die, make it for good also by relieving and resting from all the headache that he faced in the dunya. So it's something like that, and this is how we're supposed to understand life, and how we're supposed to understand the situation of the people that you mentioned in the question. So the answer for your question, direct way, ya akhi kareem, give him dua on both sides. Allah will know the best for these patients. So say, oh Allah, if the death is good for them, give them a good ending. And if the life is better for them, please cure them from their sicknesses, from this kind of disease. أسأل الله جل وعلا أن يعافيه أو أن يرزقه حسن الخاتمة. هذه الخلاصة. بارك الله فيك.